Welcome to The Vinyl Preacher, your weekly podcast where we talk about the Bible and make a playlist. I'm Matt Cato, pastor, St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Los Angeles, California, but currently, as you're listening to this, on sabbatical, probably somewhere in the mountains of West Virginia here on Sunday, July 2nd.
Will Matt make it out? Find out in this August episode of The Vinyl Preacher.
It's a cliffhanger.
The networks love a good cliffhanger, man. Which is the way episode one of Muppets Mayhem ends, if you recall, Matt. It's a literal cliffhanger.
It is. I loved it.
Hanging off of a cliff. Coming up, we're working on putting together our Muppets Mayhem episode.
Yeah, we'll have a whole Mayhem episode. It'll be great. In the meantime,
our friend Tyra's band is not named after Muppets Mayhem.
I know, I was wrong about that. I really thought
Electric Mayhem.
That was the case, but nope. We'll have to get around to talk about that sometime.
Yeah.
In the meantime, it's coming up, Zach. Hey, friends. Wait, did you introduce yourself yet? Did I miss it? We got distracted. Here's our co-host. Zach, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Zach Paris, and I am a attendee of the 2023 Wild Goose Festival in Van Hoy Farms. It's Van Hoy Farms, is it?
No, that's what it says.
North Carolina.
We're going to...
Union Grove, where the groves are united.
Union Grove. We're thrilled. To share that we'll be recording a podcast from Wild Goose Festival this July 13th.
We've got to get the recording equipment
16.
Over there.
Oh, yeah, good point. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life.
And podcasters.
To explore justice, art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join us there. Engaging workshops to inspiring panels and interactive experiences. Wild Goose has something for everyone. I wonder what the interactive experiences are.
We're going to be getting great parenting advice from semi-professional podcast hosts.
Would be good. So mark your calendars and let's be a part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit wildgoosefestival.org and... as one of our listeners, use discount code VINYL, that's V-I-N-Y-L, and you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. $50. What can we? Gosh, last week it was barbecue. I don't know. What are you buying for $50 this week?
We also last week bought the full collection of Ernest films on VHS.
Yeah, you could do that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You could buy your Denver Nuggets
championship sweat
merch. I don't want to ruin it though. I don't want to jinx it on this podcast. You'll buy some kind of Denver Nuggets
started yet.
Swag. It'll be great.
I did go to Target last week, Matt. Well, actually, let's go back because we'll keep on going. I'll save that joke for next week. Went to Target, bought some moving supplies, and I thought while I was there, Matt, because I don't have any Denver Nuggets merch. Swag. I don't have any Nuggets stuff because, again, there's a good Zach Lowe podcast you should listen to where he talks to a Denver local journalist. And he starts with the question you asked me a while back, which was, where are the Nuggets on the sporting landscape of the Denver metro area? And it was pretty similar to things I told you. But the thing that I think was more helpful was realizing that prior to 1993, it was just the Broncos and the Nuggets. So the Nuggets actually were pretty... significant, right? That's all it was for 20 years was Broncos and Nuggets. And especially early on, the Broncos actually were really bad in the 60s and 70s before the John Elway stuff happened. But then they had a terrible 90s, right? Like we recall fondly the Sean Kemp upset where Dikembe Mutombo and the 8-seed Nuggets defeated the Sonics. But that was pretty much it. And at the same time, the Rockies come to town and everybody's really excited about that. The Avs show up and win the Stanley Cup in the first year.
That's crazy.
And it was really hard times for the Nuggets. they don't get any life breathed into them until Carmelo comes along, and then he has the ugly exit and stuff, right? So they're pretty low on the in the local sporting landscape. I don't have anything, and I thought, you know, I'm picking up some like packing tape at Target, some things, and I'll just swing by, see what they got. You know, if there's nothing really cool, like, maybe I'll buy it.
Just swing by. Yeah.
Just swing by, see what's there. And there wasn't much, man. There was one rack, like a single sad rack sat by the doors. Clearly they knew, right? Like, oh, I bet people want Nuggets gear. Unfortunately, we don't have any. And so there was like three shirts, and they were all of them ugly. And it was sitting in a wide open space just by itself, like a single rack of Nugget shirts. There was a full complement of Avalanche stuff. All the other sports teams had much more.
Wow.
They were back in the clothes section, right? But like,
yeah,
it was very disappointing. Hopefully things, by the time this podcast comes out, things will have changed. And this city, Mile High City, will be the center of real Nugs Nation.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe it's going to create the market for that those pop-up stands, because you can't find it in stores. Right? Got to go to pop-up stands.
I mean,
stands.
I think a blanket we could use it for moving.
That's a good idea.
See? Some people in my house don't think I should get a Denver Nuggets blanket. It's poorly made and very thin.
It's poorly made.
The most ridiculous thing, Matt, as we prepare, this is our NBA Finals preview after the NBA Finals are over.
Yeah.
You may know names you need to know in the past. Nikola Jokic, 2-time MVP, best player in the world, plays for the Nuggets. The Miami Heat have a player on the bench called Nikola Jovic.
What?
Averaged 5.5 points a game during the season. They have a knockoff Nikola Jokic called Nikola Jovic. J-O-V-I-C.
Wow.
I'm predicting one of those two will have a tremendous impact on the series.
One of those two.
I'm not a betting person, but I do want to call up Las Vegas. I'm assuming there's like just a number you call to get the Las Vegas betting people. Probably a 900 number. I'll call it up and I'll say, hey, I'd like to place a bet on the over-under for the total number of points that Nikola Jokic and Nikola Jovic score together during the finals.
That's definitely how it works these days. You call up the number in Las Vegas and you
call up the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm, who's pretending to be a Roman emperor, or you call Jamie Foxx. One of the two answers, and you place your bets.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, wow. Well, Sunday, July 2nd, 5th Sunday.
You should listen to, here's a podcast for you, Matt, to listen to during your travels in West Virginia that's more connected to the podcast and not tied into a news event that happened 3 weeks ago in the past. You should get the podcast for Mountain Stage, which is the public
Mountain
radio music
Stage?
Show based out of West Virginia. It's West Virginia Public
what?
Radio. Mountain Stage, and they usually get
really
good guests, and the archive will have, like, all the old episodes will be fantastic.
30
it's got
years.
Kind of an E-Town kind of vibe. Yeah, it's really good.
What? Wow. They recorded in Charleston?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm gonna do a deep dive on this. Great, get a bite, Zach. This is that's why people come to this podcast. Wow.
The other thing
excellent.
I'm really excited for you, Matt, is the merch opportunities you have in West Virginia.
Yeah,
because you know I have some conflicted negative experiences with the University of West Virginia in the past, right? Just from a personal experience, like I watched them obliterate the team I care most about emotionally at an Orange Bowl in Miami that I drove and flew, and it was 30 degrees in Miami. Anyway, there was a basketball game we lost to them as well. But it's undeniably cool. Like the Mountaineers, the whole like vibe and logo situation is undeniably cool. So there are going to be some great opportunities. You know, if you're in Morgantown and you can swing by the bookstore, it's going to be good. I mean, you swing by Walmart, or Target, if West Virginia has Targets, shots fired. They'd have cool stuff. And it keeps going because Marshall, Matt, the Thundering Herd.
Thundering Herd.
Super cool too. Randy Moss, you know, like.
Oh, was Randy Moss with Marshall?
Randy Moss was at Marshall because he got kicked out of Florida State. Him and Chad Pennington.
Wow. Yeah. Didn't know that. I don't think we're going to make it all the way over to Morgantown, but I will keep an eye out for the merch.
I don't know where it is.
It's the like state school. So I'm sure it'll be.
Ray Moss from West Virginia grew up there originally.
Really?
Which is why when he talks, you're like, that's not how I thought Randy Moss would sound. And White Chocolate has been making the rounds recently as well. Jason Williams is a West Virginian. There's some interesting stories he tells about when he ended up in Memphis. He got traded to Memphis for Mike Bibby, I think. And Jerry West was the GM for a minute for the Memphis Grizzlies, if you recall that. But Jerry West is a West Virginian, right?
Yeah. I knew that. Yeah. My dad was, he was of the generation where my dad knew the celebrities that
knew
were from
West Virginia.
Chuck Yeager also, I think, broke the sound barrier, right? Like this. Yeah. I would hear about this stuff growing up. Like these are the, yeah. So the West Virginia celebrities are the first half of the 20th century.
Heads. Yeah. In Memphis, yeah. Two West Virginians, along with Nick Saban, West Virginian.
Oh, all right.
Bobby Bowden, also a West Virginian.
All right. Wow. So football, kind of popular in West Virginia. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Well, that's what'll be on July 2nd. You can stay tuned for more updates.
I think they went to high school together, Matt, if I remember the story. Jason Williams and Randy Moss were on the same basketball team in high school.
Oh.
And I think they were pretty good.
I didn't know so much about this. It's like... Wow. Well, yeah, that's your
West Virginia.
It's your West Virginia coverage. I will instead be, these are the places that I'm going to hit up in West Virginia. We'll head up Harper's Ferry. Got to do it. Mm-hmm. Got to do Harper's Ferry.
I heard there's a
it's important
at Harper's Ferry.
Historic site. Yeah, I heard something about a tunnel. Most
which is weird
in the historic
it's a ferry.
Site. Yeah, well, it's interesting. I did read a whole book on John Brown last year. It was excellent and wild. Like, what a, it's a crazy
story. He did
story.
Not come to bring peace with a sword, I believe.
He definitely did. My favorite story was like, so he actually like, he met with Frederick Douglass, like they're acquaintances. And so like he like presented this whole plan to Douglass, like, here's what I'm gonna do. This is what I think. And Douglass was like, that is not gonna work. And I'm not like, I clearly we have the same goals, right? We gotta, but like that plan is suicide. I cannot
never
get that plan. Right. Yeah. But then later Douglass eulogizes John Brown. I mean, it's just, but he just, yeah, what a, and also like, was it Bleeding Kansas? Like it's a whole, what a crazy. Wow. Anyway, amazing stuff. Then we'll make our way south to Alderson, West Virginia, which is where my dad was from, on the Greenbrier River. Greenbrier, popular place name in West Virginia, Greenbrier River. We'll spend some time at Alderson. Spend the 4th of July there. Yeah, that's what we'll be doing. Oh, and I saw there's a John Henry statue not far from there.
Ooh.
So I feel like I gotta see it. If there's a roadside attraction, I gotta do the John Henry. Plus, there's so many songs we could drive to it, listening to all the great songs about John Henry. Oh, kids will love it. It'll be great. Oh, and there's a national park in West Virginia, a new national park, New River Gorge, bridge, which is like the famous thing that's on the corridor and all that. They made it into a national park a couple years ago. So we're gonna check that out.
Spoilers,
I have seen the bridge before.
I'm pretty sure the New River is very, very old.
It's an old
one of the
river.
Oldest
That's,
rivers in the world.
Is it really one of the oldest rivers in the world? Wow.
I think it's a joke. I mean, I don't know if they call it a joke, but one of those kinds.
Wow. I mean, there are very old mountains. This is not news to you, but... I found it interesting when I first learned about it. I mean, that's why they're like, they're much older than the Rockies, right? Do you have insider
they're,
info
and
on
they're,
that?
They're connected geologically, which is pretty interesting. I read a book on hiking that for part of it talked about like, hiking the Appalachian Trail and through hiking it. And there is the standard like trail that starts in Georgia and ends in Maine. But there are people who take it to further lengths, right? And hike as far up as they can go, like in the Appalachians, but then also try to come down because like the mountains of Morocco were part of the same mountain chain, right? Like, it's Scotland, literally, and like down through to Morocco is part of the
what
the people take it to extreme lengths.
Wow.
You're not going to believe that about through hikers. They're mentally unbalanced.
You're right. Yeah.
Find it difficult to stop.
I do think that would be a really great sabbatical. Like if you took 3 months off to do one of those through hikes. But I did not think that the vinyl spouse would appreciate it. I'm going to peace out for 3 months and have fun with the kids.
That's always no problem with sabbatical. It sounds like a great idea. But
yeah,
at this stage in life when I qualified for it, I couldn't just be right on the rest of my life for 3 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
do you know who doesn't take a sabbatical?
Jeremiah.
The Revised Common Lectionary.
Yeah.
One stop, one stop.
Mm-hmm.
Always there for you.
It is the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. And we got Jeremiah.
4th of July, Independence Day.
What you want in the summertime is it's just some chill vibes. And that's what you get from Jeremiah. It's just chill vibes all the time.
Just being cool. The lectionary makers do help because this is very short, two very short readings. So
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, here's what we've got. Jeremiah 28. The prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people who are standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, "Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all of the exiles. But listen now to this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms." Are those the four horsemen of the apocalypse? Is it war, famine, pestilence? I don't remember. "As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
So, this is what I got. The little intro text here says, "Through a symbolic action, Jeremiah insisted that Judah and all the surrounding nations should submit to the king of Babylon." Interesting. Hananiah contradicted the word of Jeremiah, who in reply insisted that Hananiah's rosy prediction should not be believed until it came true. God confirmed the word of Jeremiah and sentenced the false prophet Hananiah to death.
Sick.
So another American gladiator. This is you could do a whole summer series. Prophetic gladiators.
It does connect to last week, because last week was all about the sword, right? And then, you know, this, you know, more dissonance. Jeremiah says the true mark of the prophet is peace. That's how you know the true prophets. So, you know, prophets rarely, and the Bible rarely says one thing, but says a bunch of different things that conflict and hold your attention and move you around. And that's what Jeremiah's doing this week on the weekend in which we celebrate the founding of our empire.
yeah, this would be an interesting text to put in conversation with your 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, easy enough. Don't get fired.
So I'd circle peace and run with that this Sunday. I think let that be your guiding light.
Yeah.
Or four horsemen. You could also do that. Is it like war, famine, pestilence, and death? Is that the four?
Great.
Do you not have this memorized?
I do know that Jason Williams went to high school with Randy Moss, but I'm not sure about the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Death, famine, war, mm-hmm. and conquest. Huh.
Jonathan Patmos. There you go. I'm looking at the painting by Viktor Vaznetsov. Pretty chill.
Wow.
Well, the Gospel of Matthew keeps the good vibes going here. We're doing a little linear stuff. So in chapter 10, Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. The gospel of the Lord. Good news.
Praise to you, Christ.
It's good.
Cup of cold water. Yeah.
A cup of cold water. Keeping a lot of things, same things going here. We're talking about, you know, war, famine, pestilence. A sign of the true prophet is offering cups of cold water.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, that cup of cold water, resonant. July, dog days of summer.
Yeah.
Right here. Also a great opportunity to bring your sermon to life by just serving up some cold water, passing it out, just, you know, liven it up. Always helpful. Use some props.
The children's sermon is finished.
This is a good time to bring back the ice bucket challenge. Always helpful. Cup of cold water. How about just this Gatorade thing of cold water? It'd be great.
This makes, you know, there's a sermon here. You could do the what is a prophet, the reframing of like prophecy and what is a prophet kind of deal. Sermon is always an option here. And one of the things that might make that kind of a sermon work for you is the accessibility of prophethood here. We've got two kind of celebrity prophets going at it in Jeremiah, with Jeremiah and Hananiah, where the stakes are really, really high. And they're prophesying back and forth in a royal court. But the prophecy that Jesus points to is the one who gives the least of these a cup of cold water. And so that means you don't have to know the future, see the future, be able to call war and famine into being in a royal court, but simply have to be someone who gives someone a cup of water. The small deeds are the pathway to holy prophethood.
Indeed. I think it's good.
It's good.
Easy one. Yeah.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little easier than last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, let that be your easy summer sermon. It'll be great.
Keep it easy.
What are we listening to?
Well, Matt, it's time to start something new. The thing that Jesus is inviting us into, the welcoming to this new community, to a new way of being, where transformation has happened, Matt, can best be approximated by the title, not the title track, the lead track, track number one off of 1989, Taylor Swift's Welcome to New York, which ushered in the new pop sound that was Taylor Swift, at least according to Genius.com. So I'm putting Welcome to New York on there. Taylor Swift, welcome you to a whole new thing that you didn't even know was possible, the same way she does with 1989 as an album. And if, Matt, I can share no partiality among the cities, if I'm going to welcome you to New York, I got to go find my boy Jermaine Dupri and welcome you to Atlanta. Where they ride on the things like every day. And a gangster's a gangster in every way. You can find me up in one Tweezy. Jermaine Dupri and Ludacris, you forgot how good that song was, Matt, as did all of our listeners. And when you click on the Spotify link to listen to all the songs this week, you're going to be like, ah, that was a moment in time and was perfect. It's really good. They had to remix it. You can listen to the remix if you want to, where they go to the different cities, which is a geography nerd. Loved it. Continue to love it. It even gets Nelly in St. Louis. Asked my tattooist. I was like the water boy. Now they're saying you can do it. And finally, Matt, if you want to take it a little more subversive, if you want to get a little more subversive here, REM off of what I think is their greatest album of all time, Document, Welcome to the Occupation. So I got three welcome songs for you, Matt. New York, Atlanta, and the Occupation.
Fantastic. That is an excellent, excellent song. Welcome to the Occupation. Yeah, I should throw on my own local welcome song, Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses, which is actually a song about Los Angeles. You know what the jungle is? It's Los Angeles. That's what they're talking about.
Man.
Welcome to the Jungle. But instead, I'm going to go with three cold water songs. Interesting fact, cold water songs, usually not about a cup of cold water to quench your thirst. It's usually the cold waters of death. That's what it seems to be. It's usually where people go with it.
I think we have a listener calling in, man.
I got a call in. First time caller. Long time listener. Tom Waits, Cold Water. Gotta love Tom Waits. Tom Waits, Cold Water. Also, usually on the algorithm, this artist always shows up next to Tom Waits. Justin Bieber featuring Major Lazer and Mo. It's Cold Water, which also a great, great song. That's a good vibe for the
I was
July.
Recently reminded and then, of the time that Justin Bieber visited the Anne Frank house. And wrote what? In the guest book that he thought Anne Frank would have been a believer.
True story. No way, that didn't happen.
That happened in real life.
Did not happen. And finally, Damien Rice.
Similar to what I wrote in the guest book at the Anne Frank house.
Damien Rice, Cold Water. Three Cold Water songs for you on this Cold Water Sunday.
I like it. You need some
water. Will the new river be cold? Will that be cold water? I don't know. Stay tuned.
I mean, it's going to be cold, Matt, when we hit up Sliding Rock. One of the things that's going to be hard for me with the move I'm looking at, Matt, is not being really like snotty about mountain things, you know? But I think it's better, right? It's going to be cold, but it's a temperature that you can put your body in and like enjoy versus water that literally 30 minutes ago was ice.
right.
And snow.
Yeah.
Where it's fun and refreshing, but you're not gonna hang out in that, you know.
I didn't have tubing on my agenda, but then you sent me that and I was like, now I've been thinking about it the whole time. I'm like, I gotta figure out how to do this. I gotta make this happen.
We're definitely hitting Sliding Rock when you're staying with us, man, with the kids. Kids are gonna love it.
Sounds good.
We'll endure it.
It's been real.
Real a vinyl.
Ooh, that's a-